25-year-old Quinn Twerty appears to be warming up for the summer. She's navigating her wobbly bike with training wheels down a narrow street in Shadyside. Her mom, Lisa, works for Pittsburgh Public Schools and gets summers off. She'll be chaperoning and chauffeuring Quinn and her son, JD, for the next few months. Twerty says the theme this summer is water.
Anything involved in water, whether swimming, lakes, water slides, the trip to Idlewild and playing in the water. I mean, it's just so water-centered.
But she'll also throw in tennis lessons for Quinn and get her started on a little summer reading. There'll be lots of free time as well. Not so for students attending Summer Dreamers Academy. The camp, put on by Pittsburgh Public Schools, packs its itinerary with academics and activities. Summer Dreamers has replaced summer school.
We decided to throw out remedial punitive summer school and create a summer camp that's just like the camps that our kids, more affluent peers in the suburbs, spend hundreds of dollars to get to go to. Only our kids get to go for free.
Eddie Wilson, the district's director of operations for student support, says traditional summer school wasn't working. Most kids never showed up. Now, thousands of elementary and middle school students apply for the few thousand spots available for the district summer camp.
It's an academic camp that goes for 5 weeks during the summer. So we are very clear about the fact that we are strong on academics. We have a 90-minute math block and a 90-minute reading block that infuse a lot of the same things that our kids learn during the school year, but they do so in a fun way.
The day begins when students get off the school bus at one of the five sites around the city. Wilson puts himself in the shoes of a student attending camp.
There is a line of camp coordinators and teachers to greet me as I get off the bus, to give me high fives and tell me they're excited to see me for the day. I get free breakfast, and I move straight into an all-camp meeting where I do chants and cheers, and I get excited, and I celebrate something that I learned from the day before. I do dance competitions. Someone gets the spirit stick.
Students then head into their academic blocks. In the afternoon, campers might learn how to play water polo, fence, or swim before going home. Wilson says best practices show learning happens when students get a healthy dose of math and reading, as well as enrichment activities. Unstructured time is the enemy, and it's forgettable.
I definitely believe that summer camp gives you an experience that can be remembered and become part of your life.
If summer camp leaves an indelible mark on childhood, a program across town asks youth to put those stories on film. The 1 Minutes Junior program at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh has students spend a week storyboarding, filming, editing, and producing a 1 minute movie. Jawanda Thurmond heads the program and says it's a part of a larger initiative.
This is a competition, so these students are involved in a competition with kids all over the world.
That means Pittsburgh students are going up against teens in places like Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, Tripoli, Libya, and Lahore, Pakistan. Professional videographers flying in from New York and Amsterdam to show the Pittsburgh students how to tell their story in images. Students start by mapping out their ideas, then they let the cameras roll.
So we literally get in a van and we drive around the city of Pittsburgh and take lots of pictures and video of different things. And then they spend a good portion of that week editing that, learning how to, you know, add sound and different types of graphics and, you know, all sorts of fun things.
Thurman says the camp ends with a walk down the red carpet and a movie premiere for family and friends.
I think it gives them this opportunity to really speak what's on their heart and minds. They can express themselves.
In Braddock, you'll find another group of teens working hard on a different sort of summer project. Instead of using cutting-edge video and editing equipment, they'll be working with dirt, planting seeds, tending crops, harvesting, and selling the produce at market. Grow Pittsburgh spearheads the Urban Farmers in Training program, where students from the Mon Valley help operate a 1.5-acre farm. Jake Seltman oversees education programming and says some of the teens may start the program having never set foot in a garden, but they'll end the summer with a level of expertise.
Everything that they're doing has to be done. If they weren't there, the farm wouldn't be thriving. One day it might be that they're just harvesting, making sure that the produce looks good, washing the produce. But other days it might be weeding, you know, and it might be sometimes they might be turning the compost for an hour. And so some of the jobs are more glorious than others.
Saltman says collaboration and connectivity are central to the Urban Farmer Training Program. Whether students are cooking, planting, or weeding, they're doing it together. At the farm stand in Braddock, the student farmers sell everything from raspberries to eggplants and tomatoes. He says they are not trying to turn all of their teens into farmers.
So some may end up going into business because they love that farm stand aspect of it, while others may really enjoy actually growing food and that they could then go on to their community and start another community garden. Others might get interested in the food industry and want to be a chef.
From the farm field to the corporate boardroom, another type of learning is happening in downtown Pittsburgh. Big companies like BNY Mellon, UPMC, and PNC are taking on students for the summer to introduce them to a professional work environment. The Three Rivers Workforce Investment Board curates the Work Ready Pittsburgh internship program, bringing in teens from around Allegheny County. Executive Director Stephanie Pashman.
We know that many people find these summer jobs through an uncle, through an aunt, through a parent who has a connection in a health insurance company or in a hospital, and they'll hire them for a little while. These are youth who are maybe lacking in that adult to open that door for them.
For 6 weeks, dozens of students set their alarms, get on the bus, and head to the office to learn how to work in a corporate setting.
If you're given a project, how do you begin that project? Conduct yourself in a meeting to present that project. What are the deliverables? What are the time frames for that? How to complete work tasks and how to engage in a professional environment is the biggest thing we're trying to get out of this, in addition to having youth understand that there are many options available to them.
But Pashman says this program is also about a bigger picture.
It's also about the companies understanding the talent pool that's available to them to the future and to see a range of youth who they may not get the opportunity to see through just day-to-day recruiting efforts.
While it may be a given for some teenagers that they'll end up working for a corporation downtown, Pashman says the idea can be novel for their participants.
These are youth who, you know, no one has actually said to them in the past, you can be anything you want to be. You can have a job in a big high-rise downtown in Pittsburgh. You can take a bus and get there and someone's going to pay you to do it. And you can go to college and you can be whatever you want.
Whether students are working on Grant Street, editing video, harvesting tomatoes, or focusing on math and reading, the Pittsburgh region is packed with all kinds of learning experiences that make the summer worth remembering. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.